It's time for the Hadit.com radio show.
Radio show.
Hadit.com radio. Radio. In-depth list VA. If you need help with the VA,
welcome to Hadit.com.
Now,
here's your host.
Real good.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hadit podcast. We're here today with our technician, Stretch, and Jay Basser. He's our co-host here today, and today we're going to be discussing here a little bit about the VA prescription cancellation. You know, they seem to be playing around with veterans' prescriptions quite a bit. Apparently, the performances seem to want to override what the primary care team does, and they'll change your prescription on you or just totally take it away. And I know several veterans myself that this has happened to, and it can be it can really be a problem. If you've been on a prescription for quite some time, then all of a sudden you don't get it, it can cause some issues, and they're not good. So you need to keep an eye on that. I've had it happen to myself where they don't want to send this prescription or that prescription. Fortunately, I have a primary care team that works with me really well. I simply contact them and let them know, and they'll take care of the problem. But I know others that had to really, you know, come down on them hard. Get a hold of the inspector general or whatever, and to get the issue resolved, and it's as really just turns out it's what the performances decided that they thought you didn't need anymore. And so John, I know you're aware of some stories like that too. I think we've even had some Hadit members complaining that this has happened to them.
It has several times, Cheryl. Over the years, Hadit, and you can see, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Folks are posting that, you know, they had an active prescription, and I guess it expires, and they get a refill, and it goes back to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy cancels it. You know, and that's a it's a headache to the veterans for that to happen. I don't know what the background information is as far as why they do, you know, that situation. But, you know, it's got to be cost savings or something because, you know, it happens way too often. And of course, they try to, you know, control prescriptions very closely. You know, and then they try to do these reports up to cross-check all your medications and see if they affect each other and all this other thing. But, you know, if you need a prescription and the primary care doctor writes it, a lot of times some of the medicine, I don't know why it's that way, I guess because it's such a big organization, and sometimes these medicines have to be approved by another person besides the doctor. I don't know if that's just anything to do with the way the government operates or what. And, it gets very frustrating for the vets. I mean, you know, if they can't get your prescription when you're at the VA, then you're going to have to go home and wait to receive it in the mail, which is another headache. And so, but this issue of prescriptions is becoming a joke. You know, if you're on a medicine you need to have for sustaining, like, say, for example, if you have diabetes, you take insulin, or, you know, or metformin or any diabetic control drug. And, you know, if he was to cancel that on you and stop that, that could cause you some very serious issues.
Yes, they can. Sure can.
And, but, you know, we can wonder and speculate as to why this is happening. And I think the root cause of all this stuff, in my opinion, is got to be financially controlled. We've learned that the Phoenix healthcare system were making a secret list and showing veterans coming to the appointments they never went to, or and actually extending the wait times out for several months for them to get appointments. You know, that was all because of control. And some paper pusher came up, you know, with the idea to make this new system up to, you know, to do veterans this way, to make their numbers look good, and the better their numbers look good, the higher their bonus was. And so they become bonus-oriented, you know, so they, you know, make little tricks and scheme, you know, to get that extra bonus money at the cost of veterans' health care. And, you know, that bonus system is VA-wide, so each department has its own issue for bonuses, but I'm sure the pharmacy's got their own little system, you understand? If they save some money, I guess they get a bigger bonus.
You know, I believe, John, all in all, the bonuses have caused a lot of harm to veterans, especially their, not only in the medical side, in the claim side also, and it's something should be eliminated. The bonus system should be eliminated. They should have a regular pay scale like any other manufacturer or company corporation out here, and that's what they should do. These bonuses are really hurting veterans.
It's bigger than that, Gerald.
I think it is, really. I honestly do.
You know, it's not just a bonus system. I think it's, personally, I think it is an awareness, you know, if some individuals, I'm not saying, you know, pointing fingers or anything in that situation like that. Some individuals will, if there's money involved, especially free money that, you know, you don't earn, no matter what it is, if there's money involved, people are going to try to find a way to get it. And they're going to do anything in their means to manipulate or to move to get that money, because money controls it all, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so we've seen people off. For example, you know, they call me Basher on Haddit, and Basher's because of, you know, I had a habit of fishing. And I fished these bass tournaments before, and you see stories all the time of people fishing this lake a couple of days before the tournament, catching these fish and putting them in a basket. Then the day the tournament starts off, they take off that basket and get their fish out and take them away a minute. You know, so they're cheating to get that extra money, see.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Right. So, I mean, people are people, you know. They're going to try to gain an advantage somehow to float the benefit their way.
Well, what did they do to them in the bass tournament, John, whenever they catch them doing that?
Well, there was one here at Kentucky Lake a few years ago. They caught a guy. He won thousands upon thousands of dollars. I think he won a boat. They caught him red-handed. They actually watched him take the fish out of the basket and weigh him in. And so he lost his. I think he got some serious trouble, went to jail. Because anytime the purse is over a certain amount of money, you know, it becomes a felony.
Yeah.
Lost his fishing privileges for life for tournaments. Can never fish another tournament as long as he lives.
And what happens to them in the VA when they get caught cheating?
They raise the rug up and take the broom to it.
I guess so. I've never heard of one of them getting in trouble. So it seems like they have a unsaid or unwritten agreement that even if you get caught, you're okay.
You know.
just keep doing it.
We're not saying that's happening, but, you know, the opportunity is there for, you know, activity like that to happen anytime there's bonus money involved.
Yeah, it can't be abused, and it's been abused by the VA. That's a fact.
I think it boils down to more than that, actually. I think it's a epidemic of great proportions within all areas, not just the VA.
Well, I know they've had it. We've had veterans that have some serious issues with their meds now, trying to get them from the VA, and all of a sudden the VA decides, well, they're not going to be issuing anything that has narcotics in it or what have you, and you know, we had quite a few vets on pain medication, and that put them in a really bad situation.
Yeah, the VA's in a bad situation and stuff too, though, as far as pain meds. I mean, there are certain levels of pain meds, like, you know, that are, I guess they're narcotics, they call them controlled substances. The world's changed. You've got the government's treating these doctors like drug dealers now, and they're really cracking down on, you know, the whole aspect of medications like that. And so they're becoming more sensitive and aware that issuing pain medications, you know, is not very, well, they, you know, know it's therapeutic for the person that needs it, but it's also a danger to the people that issue it anymore. And it's society's problem, you know, because this country has a major drug problem. It does. You know, I've seen firsthand evidence of it myself. You know, not me being part of the problem, but I've seen, you know, people close to me that are affected by it. So, you know, it's all a game, you know. People get out here and they take their medication, they drive and things like that, and get in car wrecks, and next thing you know, they blood test them, and here they are. They're in trouble for their pain medication because they were driving under the influence of the pain medication.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know,
true. That's true.
I don't know how your guys' states do it, but this place here, you know, they've got cross records checks and everything. You know, if you even get a pain medication now, you got to show your ID and everything just to get one. You know.
Yeah, they're getting that way here also. And but you know, with the VA, it's not only pain medication though, John. I've seen people with respiratory problems, couldn't get inhalers, they couldn't get I know one guy that he had to go, oh man, a lot of trouble. It took him quite some time to, he was taking Asthmanax and for his lungs, and really, that's one you really need, and he had a heck of a time getting that back, and as it turned out, it was the performances that decided he didn't need it anymore.
No,
and
they decided the cost of the medication outweighed the need.
Yeah, and so he did get it back. But and the performances even called him up and apologized. But I mean, all that time he had to go without it, you know, that's uncalled for.
Definitely.
I mean, that's not the performance's job. If the performance has a problem with the medication, he should contact the primary care team or the doctor that issued that medication.
Don't that sound good if they did do that?
Well, I mean, don't that sound logical that they, I mean, that's what they should do, I would.
Yeah. Some of these pharmacists, though, are doctors themselves, you know that, don't you? And
possibly so, but they didn't write the script, and it's not actually their patient. And if there's an issue there with the meds mixing together, then they ought to notify the primary care doctor.
Yeah, it's all a game, Gerald.
Well, yeah, and it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. I mean, it's you know, and sometimes they do good. You know, they catch something, you know, because, you know, sometimes you see a specialty doctor and other doctors, and they write you a prescription for something that does have a counter effect to something you're already taking.
Yeah.
You know, they can work that out and negotiate, you know, the changes that way. But they got to communicate better. And but no, this is cost based. You know, it's all about the money. Whatever anybody says, they'll know it's not. Yes, it is. And I've explained that to the VA several times. It's all about the money.
What about what seemed like 4 or 5 years ago? They was handing out them narcotics there, just right and left. They couldn't give them away fast enough. They're getting people to try to take them. Now all of a sudden they just go whammy. They cut them off. Well, what have they created? A damn mess.
Well, that's not the VA's problem. That's society's problem to cause that to happen. You know, because it's society itself, you know, it's turned out to be pretty bad with all those drug issues. And, you know, it's just, it's terrible. That's just a result of the fallout from these drug problems, Gerald.
True. A lot of it is. It's an individual type thing. That was getting them really didn't need them, and then did turn them into druggies. And
just kind of outside the VA, you know, I've been to doctors. Anytime you got spinal problems, you know, and you go to a specialist, you know, these specialists, you know, they give you pain meds to help control the pain because, you know, people with spine problems have got a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of nerve pain. And I know one doctor here, I'm not going to say any names, but you walk into his office, it's a group of folks, and you sign in at the counter, and after you sign at the counter, they call you back in the back, and you take a drug test right there on the spot.
Oh,
yeah, and
that's not a bad idea.
The drug test is not to see if you've been taking the drugs and stuff. You know, they want to make sure that you're taking the medicine they give you. You know, because a lot of folks will fake an injury. You know, that then they're going after money too. They get them drugs and they're selling the crap out of them. You know.
That's true too. Yeah, that's another issue.
Again, anytime there's money like that involved, you know, you go to find people who cheat the system, try to get that money. And it does make the world go around, so. But the problem is people who actually need the medication suffer because of that activity.
You're right, absolutely.
Yeah, so. There's got to be a better way. And, of course, now a pharmacy just canceling medications because they can, you know, that's a different issue. There's all kinds of excuses used. You know, they've canceled medications on me before, and I'd go back to the doctor and they'd rewrite them. I've had to get special permission to, you know, issue the medication, but I guess certain levels of medication have to have certain levels. It's like a claim. You know, certain level of awards have to have a certain signature.
Yeah.
I think it's the same for the pharmacy, too. You know, they have to, you know, certain level of medications have to be approved by a higher board, higher authority.
I think right now I'm taking about 4 medications that they have to special approve. They're from the VA. And it goes in front of a board or something. But when the doctor, now this was not a NPA, it's a regular medical doctor. When he takes it before the board, he usually gets what he wants. But this is for my respiratory problems. It's not narcotics. But he has a rule. He gets them approved for me. But some they won't. But a lot of them I get approved. So that's kind of good. At least they'll do that for you. A lot of veterans don't get that kind of help.
You have a lot of issues. It's all about the money. I'm going to say, I'm going to reiterate that several times during this show. So, you take inhalers and things like that if you've got lung problems. Inhalers are very, very expensive. And even with good insurance, the copays can be $50 to $100.
Absolutely.
So, but the problem is even though the medication is expensive per se when you buy it, the problem is not the medication is that expensive. It's the drug companies that are charging an outrageous price for something that doesn't cost that much to make. So it's greed that's causing it.
I take several, I have several inhalers, but they're around $400 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And if a poor guy, if it wasn't for the BA, there's no way I could afford it. I mean, I would just curl up here in the corner and die. Them medications, some of them are quite expensive.
Right, it is. It is. I mean, I take medicines for some control of some arrhythmias and things like that that the VA doesn't provide. And the only way they said that they would provide is if I go see VA a certain VA department, to get the med issued. But I've been warned to stay away from that area myself. There's always a backup plan. And the backup plan that you can do, for example, if you take a certain medication and they just up and cancel it, most everybody I know who go to the VA, they have got a private doctor somewhere, like a private primary care doctor. And maybe they see them every once in a while, for little things, like they don't want to have to go to the VA, and they go see them for like colds and things like that. That person needs to take their medicine list to that private doctor. And you need an emergency backup plan. That can be a prescription. You take over to the nearest Walgreens or drugstore. You tell them, please keep this on file, but do not fill it. Okay? If they keep it on file, put it in the computer, and don't fill it, then say the VA screws up and cancels your prescription. Instead of you having to jump through hoops, you can call up the pharmacy, and you can say, hey, I need this filled for 1 month. Because the time it takes to get the VA straightened out, you're going to need it.
Absolutely. And I've done that, John.
I recommend anybody. I recommend anybody to do that. If you're taking insulin or any medication that's life-sustaining, you better do that. Because I've seen things happen, people, it's unbelievable. I've seen people run out of insulin, People run out of insulin and the needles and things like that because of some kind of crazy mix-up within the VA. The mix-ups like that can cost you your life.
You better be able to get your hands on some. That's another good reason for having a internal medicine doctor on the outside you go see. For issues such as that, I have one I go see, and if for whatever reason I've had the VA not get medicines out to me in time, and I've run out, I just simply go give them a call, and they'll call it right in for me, and so I don't actually miss mess my meds, but you know, so it cost you a little bit more because I have a copay anyway, and everything
right.
I can get from Walmart for $4, I'm sure not going to pay the VA $8. And matter of fact, I thought the VA was talking there at one time to raising it to $10, wasn't they?
That's what I hear. I haven't seen anything in writing. I think it may have already.
It may have?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the way I work it. Anything I can get from Walmart for $4, I get from Walmart. And the others, if they're over 10, you know, or so,
here's the kicker.
VA.
Here's the kicker. You're paying a higher copay for medicine that was bidded on from the government to the lowest bidder.
Yeah, you're right. What is it? You have to be over 30% before the, or is it 50%?
It's 50%. You have to be in order to waive your copays, you got to be in priority group one. That's 50% or above.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but they still charge your insurance for it, you know, if you've got other insurance for your medicines.
Yeah.
That's another issue, yeah. If they say, for example, your primary care doctor prescribes you a certain medicine, and the pharmacist says, well, we can't do this because of cost or whatever, things like that. If you got insurance and they charge for that medicine, they can't do that to you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they shouldn't be able to anyways because you're a paying customer.
Yeah, I don't know what's got into the VA. I mean, to me, they're not getting better. We have this new guy that's taking over. Of course, it's a little bit soon for him.
Yep.
The VA's a large conglomerate, but I'm hoping to see some beneficial changes. They need it all the way around, and it's not only in the medical side of it, it's in the claim side too. So I do notice that. There have been a few people get fired, but I think there are people that was on their last leg of getting ready to retire anyway. So what have they done? So far, I haven't seen any substantial gains for the veteran there. Let's hope that changes. Something surfaces here pretty fast. And certainly these prescriptions, the issues we've been having with some of these prescriptions need to be resolved.
Yes. It needs to be resolved. Now, if you have an issue with that, you know, prescription gate, and you can't get it resolved for the local VA, even if you do, it's going to happen again because the same people are doing it. You know, put a call to task. You know, you've got rights, as you know, and you've got avenues where you can have it checked out. You can contact your representatives. You can go see the patient advocate and explain to the patient advocate what's going on. You know, that might get you a little satisfaction for a day or two anyways.
You know, there's something else here. I would imagine I had to have a shot for my bones. My bones were falling apart because I'm taking prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And now them shots are, what, $1,600, $1,700 a piece. You got to have two a year. I said, my God, I can't afford that. I called the VA and they say, well, you got to go through all this rigmarole and more testing and this and that, and it'd take us quite a while to get you approved if we can. And in the meantime, I've run across a foundation that you applied to this foundation, and income didn't seem to be an issue with them. And anyway, fill out this short form and send it in, and they approved it right away, and within a week I had my shot through my internal medicine doctor here in town. And he's on the schedule, and he's already got the order for my next shot. So, you know, if it's something you really need and you can't get it from the VA, you might try some of these foundations. Now, I don't know. I know they cover several different things, different foundations do. So you might find one that could cover your prescription. Like John said, some of this respiratory medicine is extremely expensive.
Yep, it is, very.
I'm almost certain there's a... it would be a foundation out there somewhere you can get a grant for to take them. You could probably even call a manufacturer of that particular medication, and they could refer you to someone. I don't know.
It's sad.
Well, it
it's
is.
Sad.
And you know, we have a lot of veterans that are on pain medications, and they really need them. I mean, you know, they got traumatic brain injuries and some very painful issues, and they need their pain meds. Some of them do.
Well, I have to say one thing. Welcome to government-controlled health care.
It's going to get worse, not better. When you're dealing with the VA, it seemed like not much things get better. They only get worse.
Well, things on one area get better, but something else will go to pots. It's like dominoes.
Yeah. About the only thing you can do is go fishing.
I like to see it all get straightened out, you know, and it will one of these days, hopefully. it all starts with the claim system, then it goes to the healthcare system.
Main thing's be patient, and when they do you wrong, you do have a remedy. Trying to figure out what that remedy really is kind of difficult at times. But I would think when it comes to your medicines, you would have a little bit more, because that's serious. You get messing with someone's meds, and that's really serious. That could be... horrific, you know.
It can be tragic.
Well, it can be deadly. Mm-hmm. And we can't have these idiots playing around with your meds. You know, here all of a sudden you're taking oxycodone or whatever. I don't take none of that stuff, but I don't need it, so... mm-hmm. But then they take it away from them and give you an aspirin. Hello? What's going to happen?
That's the goal, you know, is to get you off the medications. And, you know, it's just, it's all about the money. You know, they can tell you it's not, but, they've got to prove to me that it is not, because I know it's all about the money.
Well, sure it is.
Yep.
Say, okay, I got these 50 veterans off all this, and look how much money we've saved, and wow, what a bonus I'm going to get. They should outlaw all these bonuses, that's one thing for certain.
Yeah.
They claim they had to give them out to get good quality help. Well, they're not getting good quality help. There are some dedicated people in there that's sincere about helping veterans, mm-hmm. but there's some in there that's not. And this just gives them the incentive to mess a veteran over.
That's a big, big issue there, Joe.
Well, you know, it is a big issue.
They just don't care. Mm-hmm.
And like I say, a few of them ruin it for a whole lot of people. And like I say, there's a lot of dedicated employees there that work for the VA and medical and even in the claim system that will try to do the best they can for a veteran. And then you got these few jerks, for whatever reason, they're able to get their hands on a lot of different things and mess up large groups of veterans. And why they're not stopped, it's beyond me.
Well, I'm thinking if they had a proof system, you know, that if you touch a claim, that you have to sign in when you're touching that claim. And if you are the jerk and you do something that's jerkish to delay or deny or something like that, then there'll be a record back to the person that did it.
Absolutely.
And if that person done anything with malice, which I've seen some claims where, you know, in the history to where, you know, these folks just went out of their way to do something, shred something, destroy evidence or whatever, to keep them paying the veteran. And there's even a BVA case where the guy got caught doing that. And so there needs to be a tracking system for everybody that touches that claim. And if something goes wrong with that claim and there's something misleading or not true or not accurate, then it needs to go back on the person that did it.
You know, I used to work on aircraft parts in the machine shop, and we had everyone that touched this part,
mm-hmm.
we had a sheet we had to sign off on. They from start to finish, they know from a casting, from a raw casting all the way to the completed product, every phase this part went through, was that individual that touched that part had to sign off on them.
Yep.
And that's the way it should be in the VA. I don't care whether it's in the claim system, in the pharmacy, or whatever. If you get sent the wrong meds, I've had them send me the wrong meds before. And
yep, that happens.
You know, mistakes happen, but, I mean, you got to be diligent about your own health care and stuff. You know, look, just because you get it from the VA don't mean it's right. Even a regular pharmacy, check your meds.
Wouldn't this kick in the groin? Say you got some wrong meds from the VA and it was had a cold on or something like that. So you load it up in the car, take it back to PA, and you get pulled over by the cops, and there you got a medicine in a bottle. They got your name on it. You going to jail?
Well, you could, you know. You know. So, but if it's signed off, and you say, "Well, here, looky here, Mr. Joe Bo, he done this one," and you can call and say, "Hey, Joe messed up down there," and they can get old Joe and make him correct it.
What you do is you call them up. Say, for example, I got one issue, had a code on issue. You call them and say, "Hey, y'all come get this."
Yeah. You don't want to be transporting narcotics.
Or call the cops and have them come in.
Well, I don't know what you can do. If it come in your name and it's got your prescription on it, I mean,
yeah.
But if it had somebody else's name on it, you better not be toting it around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, that's a dangerous issue, you know, because they send us stuff by mail. That becomes, all mail becomes a felony anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well,
it is what it is.
They send a prescription out that's a narcotic by mail. You have to sign for it from the postman anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They have them labeled as a narcotic.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why you should know what you're getting. You know, and it's meds by mail, which there's a guy who had it just written down for, I know, for at least 10 or 12 years, meds by mail sucks. You know, I haven't had too many problems with medications. You know, I've had some were canceled and had to contact them and ask them to refill and do this and that. And, you know, they've been pretty cordial. But, again, there's certain medications I get outside the VA, you know, because of cost.
Yeah.
And
that's the way I've operated, too. Mm-hmm. It saves you a little bit, especially if you're making a copay. If you're in that copay situation, myself, I think once you become service connected, I don't care whether it's 10%, you know, it should be taken care of.
That gives me a point. Let's have a little training session here, real quick, Gerald.
Yeah.
Just. If you guys have got a claim going and you're less than 50% and you're stuck in the middle of copayville and 50%, you get your 50% rating and you get your effective date. The same day you get that award letter, I would write me a letter to the billing office of your local VA hospital. Ask them to do a copay review or a records review. Show them the award letter with your effective date back to whatever the effective date is. Every copay you've paid in between that effective date and now, or the time you get that letter, then they are to update their system and they are to refund you the copays.
Yes.
It's very important to do that.
That is important. You might have to send them a copy of your award letter, or they should have it on record anyway.
You'd always keep a copy of that to them. Don't trust nothing they have, Gerald.
Yeah.
You know, I mean it.
Because I've called them before and asked them for a statement. They will send you out a statement with that on it. Because you can use that as a tax deduction or something.
You can use it all as tax deduction, all with a certain percent of your income if you file taxes.
Yeah.
Now, if you're married and you've got a claim filed and you get awarded 100% permanent in total or IUP&T, then you're going to be entitled to CHAMP VA insurance for your family. So your wife and your minor kids. You need to make sure you keep every receipt for every medical bill you've ever spent on your wife and kids. Back to your award date, because you've got 18 months you can actually file. That's the medicines and everything to get that money recouped back to you.
That only goes back 18 months?
No, you have 18 months to do it in.
Oh, 18 months. Oh, I see.
Okay, so it goes back to everything goes back to the effective date. The effective date is the date, you know, that the condition arose, and that's your effective pay date. For example, if you're awarded a claim and it's awarded October 15th, then November 1st is your payday.
Well.
Okay, so that's something you guys need to keep in mind that, you know, because some folks spend a lot of money on insurance and medications, and CHAMP VA is good insurance. It pays 80%, you know.
Yeah.
And even as a secondary, it pays, you know, the remainder. So if you've got another insurance, you know, and you've paid, you can file it yourself. But you got to have, you know, you got to have good record keeping and keep, you know, keep good track of stuff.
Well, that you know, that can add up, especially if you got a long term going, man.
And believe me, folks, the folks at Champ VA are unlike the rest of the VA. They're honestly good people.
They are really good people. Great
so,
people.
You know, I can actually, you know, I mean, I can actually pat him on the back. Now, and it's, that's, if the VA ran like they did and the same people, we'd have a lot better system.
Yeah, it's amazing, John, how much difference they are, because they are extremely efficient and just work with your head. You know, they'll go out of their road to work with you.
They should be recognized what they do. That's what they do. They should be, because they are, you know. I mean, I'm not biased because, you know, we have Glenn Johnson on the show every once in a while, but, you know, just the proof in the pudding, you know, just use it and see.
Yeah.
You know, and...
they are good.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever had a complaint about them, have we?
I've seen a couple of little issues, but it turns out to be misunderstandings.
Yeah.
You know, and so... But no, really, I mean, it's, I mean, we've had them for years now, and it's, you know, it's pretty much a good system.
Yeah, they do a really fine job.
Yep,
yeah,
they
the
do.
Rest of the VA function like they did.
There would be a need for had it.
You're right. Yeah, it'd be a different story out here. And it's a sad situation that it's the way it is, but we have to deal with it. So you have to learn to deal with it, and like it or not. And that's what
it is what it is, Gerald.
It is what it is. And
this part of big government.
But keep an eye on your meds. And like I say, if you're some of these veterans that have taken pain meds away from, I don't know. Go to your IG or Inspector General, or they have a medical.
I think they've got their own situation with IG, don't they?
Yeah.
Anytime you have a complaint like that and you go to the IG, you know, make sure you keep good documentation. Keep good records. Because your complaints and things like that are looked at. I've only heard a couple of bad stories about the IG, and one of them was Airman Roberts when he got the prosecutors messed him over. So, but if you go to the plant, you're supposed to take care of it.
Yeah, they have an office of the medical inspector.
Oh, am I?
I've called him before. And I've had good results dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a number, 800-634-4782. And then I have another number. I think this is more direct. I like direct numbers. I don't care much for 800 numbers. I found they're too generic for me, but it's 202-501-2000, and
that's a DC number, Gerald.
Huh? That's
a DC number.
Yeah, that's a DC number.
Yep.
But this is putting you up there in the head office. This is 202-501-2000, and I've had good luck dealing with them over VA issues. had problems with a primary care team member, mm-hmm. a new one. I give him a call, and things got squared away real quick.
You know why, don't you, Joe? It rolls downhill.
It rolls downhill. That's a long way down that hill where this guy was. So,
the poor veteran sitting in the tunnel. It lands right in his lap.
Boy, he was a different character than when I met him next. I think he even offered to buy me a cup of coffee. He wasn't treating me right, and I knew it, and he was trying to jack me around, and I knew that too. So I just called and talked to these people. They took care of it.
Well, they should.
And they did.
They should.
That was a good bunch. And while I was complaining about him, however, I was really bragging up some of the others at the same time. So, you know, kind of be tactful when you call and complain about someone, but you say, you know, the rest of these people are great. And they take that seriously.
All right. You can be, you know, you can do that. I would do something, too. If I had a prescription got canceled for whatever reason, I would want a informative explanation as to why. You know, because there has to be a reason for everything. You know, and usually why it was canceled. Of course, sometimes I don't tell you, you know, it's they're not going to tell you what's about the money. But, you know, that's, you know, you can keep that in the back of your mind. Well, you know, they'll give you all kinds of excuses as to why it was canceled. But first, I would try steps. I would go to the Veterans Advocate and talk to them first.
You know, I went to the Veterans Advocate before and was thoroughly unsatisfied. I just didn't feel like he had my best interest at heart. And I mean, that's where you're supposed to start, and I would recommend anyone start there at the Veterans Advocate and see if you can get it resolved there. If you can, all better.
Yeah.
But if you're not able to, then you got to do something else.
Well, you've got steps up the ladder. You know, you can take each step.
Well, everybody has a boss. Keep that in mind. Everyone has a boss. And you keep going up that ladder until you get some satisfaction.
Yep. Yeah, it's better when you call them up and have that Mick Jagger song playing in the back. Can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, seems like Rodney, every veteran is treated like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Wasn't the case. I liked him.
Never get no respect. No, just be vigilant, though, people. That's what you do. You know, always double-check everything, especially when it comes to the VA.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to medicines and things like that. You know, find out, you know, I've got fortunate, of course, this guy's been out for a while, but my primary care doctor, VA, was before I became a doctor, was a pharmacist. And he would sit down and he would actually go over each medication with you and explain to you what it does and how it affects you. And I really appreciated that when he did that because I didn't know. I had no idea, you know, what it did. But he explained to me exactly what it did. And he took the time to do that.
You know, so, I'm the same way, John. They want to put me on another pill. I tell you what, I asked some 50 questions about it. I want to know everything there is about that pill.
Well, yeah, if you don't want to have to take it, you don't have to know. You want to make sure that you have to.
And I want to know the side effects and why are they putting me on it? And, you know, everything. Ask them questions. Just because they hand you a pill don't mean you should take it either.
That's right. That's true. You know, find out why you have to have it.
I have turned pills back on them, and they explain to them why, you know.
Yep.
They always wanted to give me a lot of pain medicines, and I never took them. And I explained to them, I just, if I got to hurt that bad, they'd be the first one I'll let them know. But if I can tough it out, I'll tough it out.
Yep.
Some people are, you know, it depends on your situation. You might have a situation where you're in excruciating pain and you really have to have it. That's different.
I tell you what, I had carpal tunnel, I guess, in my left arm one time, and I'd done some stuff, and I developed a case of like tennis elbow or something in the arm. I guess they call it tennis elbow, but I went to this one physical therapy place, and they stuck this electronic unit on my arm there and started laying the voltage to it. And they did. They laid the votes to it. And after I got done, I came home, and the whole nerve, I don't know what happened to it, my left shoulder tensed up, and it was like somebody was sticking a knife or a real blunt object in it. That's how bad it hurt. I went up in the emergency room over that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's called a tense unit? Is that one of them tense units?
Yeah, they'd use it for certain issues, you know.
My brother-in-law, he had back trouble, and they put one of them on him, and they said, you know, just turn it up here just where, you know, you can feel it tingling or something. And him and his daughter went in the store, and he said he thought he bumped it or something. He told his daughter, you know, reach back there and turn that up. Well, she turned it the wrong way, or turned it. She just cranked it up. He said he was off around that store like a grasshopper. He said that's the end of that thing for him. There ain't no more of that. Said he was toned up in bed for a week. Yeah, he did move. He didn't know he could make.
Turn up at the end, you know, okay. Get off and charge your batteries. Oh, my goodness.
You ain't going to get one on him no more.
Well, Joe, looks like we got about 3 minutes left, buddy.
Well, by golly, I tell you what, it's been nice. Kind of a laid-back day here. Folks, be sure to scrutinize all your medicines. And I know they're going through this kick right now, taking everybody's pain meds away. I don't know how to advise you there unless you go outside the VA and get an internal medicine doctor, specialists, and see about getting them restored.
Always have a backup plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know there's veterans out there that do need their pain medicines. But they've sure put a hurting on a lot of them right now. It seemed to me they would have gave them a weaning off period or something.
Well, if they need the medication, they don't need it. They need the medication.
Yeah, you're right. If they need it, they need it. And
You've been listening to the Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Hadit.com. All opinions expressed here are the opinions of the individuals appearing on the show and are not the opinions of Hadit.com or Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next time for another edition of Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio and the Ask Basher Show.
Well, that's it for today, folks.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Hadit, for sponsoring our podcast here. And y'all have a great time out there. And watch that VA. I think we're still on the air. Oh, we done lost. We're out here. Caller John dropped. Well, usually she tells us goodbye. Goodbye.